The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm sure you're all familiar by now with the madness that goes on in Portland, but I'll give you a brief update just in case. So here's an article from the Daily Mail recently. It's a piece of cake, really. That's why you have so many out here. Portland homeless woman boasts about how she is fed free meals a day by Woke City and can stay in her tent all day and do drugs.
I could do drugs. Because of course.
I mean... What else are people on the streets of Portland?
I mean, this sort of sounds like anti-Portland propaganda. It's like, are you homeless? Are you bored of trying to find your own drugs?
Come to Portland, where you can sit in a tent all day long and do drugs and have no fulfillment in your life.
Well, you know, some people's idea of heaven.
And another one here is this article from the Post Millennial, written by Hannah Nightingale. Titled, Antifa-linked Twitter account takes credit for Portland bank arson, saying it's an act of revenge for Atlanta autonomous zone arrests. So it's not even that specific bank. It's for the Atlanta autonomous zone being shut down. And then they're just like, yes, we're taking revenge for against this bank in Portland. So yes, just any company in Portland that's in any way affiliated with anything else, it's just going to get targeted by Antifa.
One of your friends get arrested for committing a crime. Capitalism did this. Smashes Starbucks. Okay.
Yeah. So they're smashing up, burning down loads of buildings because they're spoiled children who can't get their way and they're throwing their toys out of the pram. So no wonder then that people are getting annoyed with this and have been for many years now. And this isn't a surprise. We all know from... reporting from people like Andy Ngo that madness has been going on in Portland for quite some time. We had the autonomous zone.
We're up to the 9th year now, I think.
Is it really 9 years?
Yeah. Blimey. Just a lost decade.
That's what it's going to be called in the history books, the lost decade of Portland.
Oh, well, literally.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to move on to an election map of Oregon. You might be wondering, well, why is this relevant? Well, let's have a look, if you scroll down, John, at the makeup of Oregon. And you notice that red outnumbers blue in terms of area, doesn't it? By a quite significant margin. So one of the points of contention within politics in Oregon is that the Democrat cities are holding the countryside to ransom. And people are actually doing something about it, and I commend them for this. And this is the Greater Idaho Movement. If we move on to the next thing, this is... Move Oregon's border for a greater Idaho. So they want to secede from Oregon and become part of Idaho.
That's awesome. Love it. That's actually a great idea as well. Like, screw this. Like, it's one of the bigger problems everyone's had with the fact that if you look at the red states in California, like they're part of the discussion about cutting up California into three states because of that problem. But you've got these huge red areas.
It's a really large state as well. So it makes sense to actually break it up a bit. And effectively, this doesn't mean too much for people's daily lives other than, you know, Republicans get Republican laws, Democrats get Democrat laws.
Everyone's happy.
Yes, because of course, by making concessions to both sides, no one's happy. So it's better people just live in in the society they want to live in. Which,
whereas if you live in Oregon, you're not happy anyway. There's no concession. It's just hell 24/7.
Well, I mean, Oregon's a very beautiful like area, and they're quite affluent. Yeah. They're just throwing it away, aren't
they? But I need to go to court in Portland for a parking fine or whatever. I'm just going to have to get my way through all the people trying to kill me before I get into the building.
Like, just say they're oppressing you. Say you're a trans woman. It doesn't matter if it's true. You can keep the beard and everything.
I don't know. Those people are all a bunch of murderers. I mean, they literally have murdered people.
So. Yeah, they have. I don't know why I'm laughing, but... Yeah. So, yes. The Post-Millennial reported on this, and its progress, this is from Joshua Young, titled, Wallowa becomes the 12th Oregon county to seek secession to Idaho. So, that's 12 counties now, which is... almost most of the landmass of the state itself.
Not enough.
So it reads as follows. According to the Greater Idaho's website, a spokesman for the Greater Idaho movement, Matt McCaw, said, two major statewide ballot measures got 51% of the vote last month. That means that Eastern Oregon came within 1% point of vetoing them. Western Oregon would be free of our interference if they stopped holding Eastern Oregon captive and let our communities join Idaho.
I just love the idea that you've got these people in Eastern Oregon are just like, Idaho, Idaho, uber, alles in Denfeld.
God. It carries on to say, for the counties to officially move from one state to another, it would take the efforts of legislatures in Idaho, Oregon, and the U.S. Congress to make the change. In November, Tina Kotek was elected governor of Oregon in a tight race, bearing out the GOP nominee Christine Drazen. According to the Daily Mail, McCarter said, if Western Oregon doesn't like the risk of being forced to accept the gubernatorial candidate it voted against, then it should simply stop holding our counties captive in this unhappy marriage. Actually, it's not even a dramatic as a divorce because we're not breaking up a family. Moving a state border is similar to redistricting a utility provider, McCarter added. On the Greater Idaho website, McCraw said that there are two cultures within Oregon and cited a gun control initiative as an example. If Oregon had let Harney County go when it voted for our measure, then Harney County judge wouldn't have blocked Oregon's gun control initiative from going into effect statewide. Now his injunction might stand for a couple of years while he decides a case. Harney County is ranch land and Portland is not. It doesn't make sense for these two cultures to be dictating policy to each other, which is a perfectly reasonable point in my mind. And it'd be really nice if we actually saw more of this in the States, where people could actually live far more harmoniously if they're not imposing their will on one another.
We need to do some redistricting of the states. I mean, just great.
Just redraw it, yeah.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I mean, there are a few states around New York that clearly need more land.
What they need to do is just get... the cities can become their own city-states, like ancient Greece, and then all of the Republican areas can just build great big walls around them and just wall them in.
It's so true as well. Like, the cities are so different. I mean, it really is kind of absurd that you have these deep red counties stuck in this state that's deeply blue because of the population difference, but they live so far away and have nothing in common.
Holding them to ransom is a good way of putting it as well, because... It is absolutely what's going on. No one's happy with this situation. I think that actually these states moving over to Idaho would be the best thing for everyone involved. I think everyone would be happier if this happened. Portland can remain its cesspool of degeneracy, and it can slowly decline, and it can stop parasitizing the normal people.
Greater Nevada can just spread out into California and grab up those counties. I'm looking at the map and just thinking about what is to be done.
You could just have a massive Republican land grab.
Well, it's true. I mean, they wouldn't have to deal with those damn dirty Trump supporters, and the Trump supporters can get more Trump supporters.
I know. Right. I mean, also, it makes perfect sense. And the borders, as they say, don't necessarily reflect the cultures within. So it makes more sense to have people grouped together who have more cultural similarities than the people who don't. And just having arbitrary boundaries forcing people to be at each other's throats doesn't make sense in my mind. But there is also a leftist alternative as well. And it's Cascadia, which is an environmental attempt at creating its own independent state. And if you scroll down, John, you can see the map. So this goes not only through Oregon and Washington State, but also into Canada as well. And they want... this to become its own independent country, independent from the United States and Canada. And of course, it's largely leftist because it's all like, we want to save the environment. We want this sort of thing.
I thought it would be more of just like, we're the tree people. Like, the Bigfoot believers unite.
They do have a big tree on their flag. I feel like if you scroll up, John, if you show the flag there, it is basically the Sierra Leone flag flipped upside down, put with I think that's a conifer tree, isn't it? I don't know. It's an evergreen of some kind. If they put a Sasquatch on it, I feel like their movement would...
Visa-free access to Sierra Leone. I don't know.
Yeah, they need to put a Sasquatch on the flag hiding behind the tree, and then this movement would become more popular.
Then people will start taking them seriously.
But yes, I generally speaking support smaller governmental organisations, smaller states, that sort of thing, or at least people associating with people who are similarly minded, so you can have a more cohesive legislative system that doesn't, you know, hold people to ransom. That seems perfectly reasonable to me. And I don't see why there isn't more of this, but it's good to see that this is actually progressing. And I think that there's great potential here in this Greater Idaho movement, and I wish them all the best.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Epoch series we do, this one on the Battle of Kursk, Part 2. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.